5 minutes late. I'm early today.
I see.
Did you hear that? Some never know. Oh, 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 oh. Some never
you gonna join me today or what?
Coming.
Some like it done.
Give me your money, your wallets.
Oh, get your ass out of here. It's too hot.
Color me old-fashioned, Rich, but I just love the park on a Sunday.
I'd love it more if we didn't have to work today. Come on, let's go.
No, Harris. Why don't you turn up the heat?
Okay, I'll tell the engineer.
Cheap bastards. Turn off the air conditioning on the weekends. We're gonna be here our whole lives.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I'm going to the beach.
What are you doing? Give me those papers.
These papers are going to the beach.
We are not going to the beach.
What, these?
They're coming to the beach.
Yes, we're going to the beach.
Wilson at the vibe. Oh, that was beautiful. Replay.
Give me those papers.
You think it's safe to go in the water?
No, better not. You just ate. You might get cramps.
I'll risk it.
Christ, will you shut that thing off?
The East Coast continues before Labor Day weekend. It's gonna be the 4 H's. Hot, humid, hazy, and horrible.
This sucks. I am so unhappy. We should be at a real beach.
There are no more real beaches. I mean, we go to Jones Beach and float around in the hospital waste. Then again, Coney Island's always real nice. We could go there and watch the fish disintegrate in front of our eyes.
Shit.
Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn... Hold the phone, buddy. I got it. I got the $2 million. Where are your pages?
Get your pages.
Oh, my God.
You are not gonna believe what you see.
Okay.
Here's page 28.
28.
Right after 27.
Got it.
All right, you got it? I want you to turn to page 41 now.
41!
41!
41!
Look,
I got
line
it.
18.
Line 18.
Okay?
Yeah.
You see it?
I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
You see it?
What about it?
Oh, my God. You're such a stupid piece of rat shit.
Ha! Ha! Hot! What? Hot! 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 Hot!
I'm being barbecued here! Ha! Ha!
All right. Okay.
All right, buddy. I'm gonna explain it to you real slow.
Good.
Okay. There was more than one check issued on the same life insurance policy claim. One in December of 87, another in April of 88, and two more in June. Making any sense?
Yeah, he died four times.
Yes, yes. According to this, he died four times.
So somebody screwed up. It wasn't us, was it?
No, no. It wasn't us. Don't you see? Don't you see? We just uncovered a $2 million error. We're gonna be heroes. We're going up the corporate ladder.
This is good for me.
Yes, this is good for you, and I think it's good for me, too. It's
That's
good
great.
All
over. I'll tell Lil Max first thing in the morning. What page
is it? No. Leo, let me tell him. I'll tell him.
We'll both tell him.
Okay, buddy.
What's your name?
Stop staring at it.
You haven't shut up about it for 2 months. Ask her out already, will you?
No. I don't know what to
say. She's a summer intern. She'll be gone in a week.
No, I can't. I have no idea what to say.
Say hi. I want to go out with you.
I can't say that.
Why not?
Because I... Come on, there's too many people
it's
around.
It's New York City. There's always too many people around. Excuse me, miss.
No, no, come on.
Oh, shit. Good weekend, Bob?
Hmm. You gonna say something?
Shut up. You're blowing it.
Shut up. Please.
Say, do you know what looked good on you? Me. Ed?
Oh, please.
Richard, that is a very good line.
Hey, enough. Look, if I wanted to talk to her, I'll talk to her.
Okay, talk to her.
No, I don't want to. I can't.
Richard, talk to her.
Would you stop?
Talk to her.
She's right here.
Okay.
Go. Oh, you want to talk to her?
Yes, I want you to talk to her.
Okay, shut up. Excuse me. My aunt is very sick.
What?
Nothing. I can't believe this. Jesus.
Now, don't flagellate yourself over this, Richard. It was a very good effort.
Okay.
You'll get her next time.
Why did I just say that? Larry, I don't even have an aunt.
So what?
Anything going on?
There are these messages, and you're late for the creative sales meeting, Mr. Lomax.
Excuse us, Mr. Lomax.
Let me get that, sir.
Sammy, Hank, how are you?
Right, Richard. Richard Parker, sir.
Larry Wilson.
Well, whatever. There's nothing from a Dorina, a Martha, Judy?
No, no.
Well, that's our tough luck.
Excuse us, Mr.
What?
Lomax. There's something really
gentlemen,
like
please,
to show.
Wait. Shh. It's Monday morning. After lunch, right? Quite a bit after lunch.
Shoot.
God. Look at her.
God.
Jesus, that guy. Beautiful apartment. House at the beach, babes, a boat, a car. You know how much it costs to park a car in Manhattan every month? More than my rent.
Well, I mean, it's only fair. His car is a bit bigger than your apartment.
So my apartment is small. It's dark. It's hot. It's in a high crime area. Beats living at home with mom and dad.
All right, enough. Just until I can afford something decent. Something without wall-to-wall cockroaches. All I gotta do is just keep setting my goals and working hard, and I'll be fine.
So naive.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I hope your aunt feels better.
What?
She said, I hope your aunt feels better.
My aunt? The sick aunt?
Yes, she's fine. We thought it was a...
Hey, Mac, either get on the elevator or get off the elevator, huh?
I'll be back.
And I lose again.
I won. Lair, I have a date.
Kidding.
No. Gwen and I, Thursday night, 8 p.m., dinner.
Fabulous.
It was the clumsy approach. It worked.
You're going to want to borrow my apartment.
No. But thank you. That's sweet. But I can't do that to you. Thank you.
Rich, she finds out you live with your folks. You're going to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, I know. But I can't do that to you, Lair.
It's a cockroaches, isn't it?
Well,
they scatter when the lights go on.
Mr. Parker, Mr. Lomax will see you now.
I feel lucky. No. No, I only want the Maserati if it comes in that jet black. Look, if you can't do it for me, I'll just have to take my business to another dealer. Yeah. So paint it. I mean, how hard can this whole thing be? Right. All right. You see, that's better. See how easy it is to do business with me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No trade. Strictly cash. Right. All right. Good. Gentlemen, what have you got for me?
Richard?
Well, as you may or may not know, Mr. Lomax, Larry and I have been reprogramming. Where is he going?
I don't know.
What are we supposed to do here?
Bet that thing moves up.
Larry,
Jesus.
Put that back.
It's a beautiful boat.
Gentlemen were saying?
Yes, well, as you might have heard, Mr. Lomax, Larry and I have been reprogramming the accounts on the new computer system.
Yeah, right.
Thanks. And,
what's up? Sir, it's a very big job, actually.
It's a big job. We've been working hard.
It's a very big job. In fact, I've been at it for quite some time now. Weekends also, I
might add. Weekends, late.
Well, why don't you show it?
Well, thank you, Larry. Well, we've come up with something that we feel you should know
about.
You have
them both there?
Yes, page 28 and 41.
41.
Sure these figures are accurate?
Yes.
Positive.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lomax.
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie. Call me Bernie. I mean, my father is Mr. Lomax, right?
Huh? Okay, Bernie. Yes. It's all there in black and white.
We both worked on this one, Bern.
E.
Hmm?
Bern E.
Bernie!
Papers.
Right here, Bernie.
If anything has to go, I'm glad it's my vision and not the old joystick, you know what I mean?
That's computer ink, sir.
Oh, no, you're wrong. Look, you see, there were multiple checks issued because there were several policies written. Huh? What you didn't take into consideration is that it's normal, especially when using a fluctuating COL index to combine. Look here, A package containing both short-term and straight life policies and an overall insurance portfolio. No, you're wasting my time.
Richard worked on that part, sir.
That's true, Mr. Lowe. Bernie, but if you were to look at the back page where the policy indexes are, you'll notice that the remaining policies are dated after the policyholder died. Bernie.
You're right. You're absolutely correct, gentlemen. This is good work. Very, very good work.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
I hate to say this, but Bernie, it appears as if somebody's trying to defraud the company.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Perhaps we should check back records.
Mm-hmm. Somebody tried to smoke it past the wrong guy.
No smoking. Gentlemen, how long have you two been working here?
19 months and a week.
I'm not really sure. A little longer, I think.
Longer? Larry, I was here before you.
No, Richard, I trained.
Larry, trust me, I
Richard,
came,
I was
came in
Busick.
January.
I trained quite a few people.
May.
Gentlemen, what I'm saying is that I think there's a big future here for a couple of bright fellows like yourselves.
Thank you.
But I would like to go over these numbers again with you, just to make sure you know that you've gotten everything. The only trouble is if someone is trying to, like you said, smoke it past the wrong guy, I'd like to just keep it confidential. I mean, there's no sense in sending up a bunch of red flags, is there?
Absolutely oh, no, not, Vern.
No. If you would like, we'll work late. Yes, I mean, we'll work weekends.
Weekends are very good for me.
Weekends? Good idea. Give us plenty of time together, no distractions. It is Labor Day. I got an idea. How would you two like to come to my house at the beach?
Us?
Yeah.
Hampton Island. Ever been there? Well, you'll love it. When we're not working, there are plenty of distractions. There are women swimming, boating, famous people. Well?
Love to! Okay.
Good. It's settled. Oh, we're gonna have a good time, I guarantee. I'll have my secretary write down the directions for you, give you the ferry schedule.
The ferry schedule?
Yeah, it's the only way to get there, unless you two have your own boat. I don't know.
No. I've never even been on a boat, Bernie. I was once on the Staten Island ferry with my folks.
Whatever,
I was
whatever.
A kid.
Whatever. You come out Friday night, you're gonna have a great time, I guarantee it. I'll even drive you back to the city myself on Monday. Oh, okay?
We don't know what to say, Bernie.
Hey. You don't have to say anything. You two uncovered what I think you uncovered. Old Bernie here owes you both a great deal. I mean it. I mean it sincerely. Now get out of here. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on.
He loves us. The man absolutely loves us.
You have to kill them, Vito.
Bernie, let me explain something to you. We don't do that anymore. We're a corporation now. We're in the market. We invest, real estate, car rentals.
Parking lots.
Parking lots.
Parking lots, that's good. I mean, I understand that, but...
Didn't I order the walnut dressing?
Yes, you did.
Taste that. Does that taste anything like walnut dressing? Tell me.
This is the raspberry vinaigrette. Should I have Paulie go and talk to the chef? Look.
This raspberry vinaigrette.
Vito. Excuse me, Vito. Vito? I know how important food is to you. I mean... But we've got a problem here.
Bernie, I give problems. I don't get problems. How do you propose to handle it?
Let's make it a murder-suicide job. All right? Okay, gentlemen? I'll plant some money, fake a note, and they can take the rap and... I mean, I won't even have to change the books. What do you think? I like it. It's creative.
I'm a little rusty, but it'll come back to me.
Okay. Do it.
Hey, this is good. I mean, this is really good. Good, 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 good. I think we're going to have some fun. I mean, real fun. I have to get going. I really do.
What, no dessert? They do a wonderful cream brulee here. It was delicious.
No, gentlemen, I really must be going. Thanks for dinner, Vito.
I gotta go powder my nose.
Forget the accident with the two guys. Take care of Lomax. He's getting too careless. Too greedy. Besides,
screwing my girlfriend. Pee.
But you said we were going to spend the weekend at the beach.
Tina, honey, you heard the conversation. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do about it?
Biney, I told Vito that I was going to spend some time with my mother. Biney. Biney. Biney, 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 Biney. I have to see you, Biney.
I know.
Whoa!
Hey, no, cut it out. What's wrong with you? Wait a minute. All right, wait a minute.
What?
I've got an idea.
What?
You, 9 o'clock, Friday night, I'll be at the apartment. Just use your key, all right?
I'll wear something special.
I bet you never had sweet and sour matzo balls before.
No. Glad you finally asked me out.
You are.
I wish you'd asked me out sooner. Today was my last day at work. I'm going back to college.
Oh, well, we can still have this weekend together, right?
I'm spending it with my folks.
Are your folks in town?
No.
No. Well, is this the intimate evening I promised you, or what? Do you think there's anywhere we could go where we could just sit and talk and not have to scream and get run over by garbage trucks?
Hey, you want to throw her in?
How are you doing?
I'd invite you to my apartment, but I have 5 roommates.
5?
And they're all at home doing their hair right now.
That's a lot of hair. But it's clean. I like that.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
No, I can't blame you. I mean, who'd want to live with their folks? That's so...
Do you have any roommates?
No. Roommates? No, none.
Well, why don't we go to your place?
Oh, come on, baby. Demi, you're not a woman. Are you? Demi, you do. Come on.
Why are you tiptoeing?
Because the people who live downstairs, they're very light sleepers. They get angry when I walk.
Why are you whispering?
Am I?
Yes.
I am. That's because of the walls. They're too thin. Make yourself at home.
This teak. I mean, this whole apartment, sort of 60s style.
Yeah, I know. I've been meaning to redo that for years.
No, I love it. I mean, it's very hip. I think you've done the place beautifully.
Well, I like it. It's home.
You know, that's a side of you I never would have expected. I'm very impressed.
Are you?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, well, this apartment has got to be expensive, so obviously you could have taken me to some flash restaurant instead of that.
Is dump the word you're groping for?
You didn't like Jaime's Hunan? It's a 4-star dog.
It was great. I loved it. It's just that some men would try to impress women by pretending to be something they're not.
I agree. I absolutely agree. That's a terrible way to begin a relationship. Pretending to be something you're not. Oh, God.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but how do you afford a place like this?
Oh. Well, I don't like to brag. I just feel uncomfortable showing off my money, but I've made some wise investments. I dabble in the stock market. And of course, my parents were rather well off. Do you want to sit?
Oh. They passed away?
Mm. Yes.
They must have been young.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I can trust you. They were in a train accident. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was with trains, but they just always like to travel on trains.
I'm sorry. How awful for you.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought trains were so much safer than planes.
Well, actually, a plane fell on the train.
Richard, there's a man in his underwear in your kitchen.
Shh. No. He's with me. He's my butler. But,
You have a butler?
Yeah. Shh. Don't get him started. He'll go away if he's just being quiet. But, just pretend we're not here.
Shh. Oh. Oh. Sorry, I didn't realize you had company. Good evening, young lady.
That's all right, Monroe. Yes, just will you please just go lay out my navy blue suit for the morning, please?
How about if I lay you out?
Very well.
You let your butler talk to you like that?
Well, he's a vet. He's got a steel plate in his head. It's... Gwen, it's not what you think.
Goodbye, Richard.
Buy yourself a girlfriend, huh? Where
have you been, Candy, huh?
Hey, Maurice, how about a drink?
A little bit later.
Yo, Bernie, the cocktail flag is up. Come on.
A little bit later, huh?
Booze and women, that's my lifestyle and I love it!
Hang on! Good God Almighty!
Last week.
Just want my 90 bucks.
Yeah, bullshit.
Lomax.
You drink all my liquor in the toilet, still don't work. Now I don't want to see. Here.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, come on, Lomax. Hey!
Get out of here! Come back
one
again,
more time,
I'll call the cops.
Break your leg, son of a bitch.
Guys,
you have to have my seat. I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lomax. I think she needs a little B12.
Whatever.
Hello, friend Bernie. If you leave a message, you'll get rides back.
Bye, Mr. Lomax.
Bye. Hello. 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 Hey, Lomax. It's Paulie. I just got to the island.
You're early. Those two little schmucks aren't coming until the 6 o'clock ferry, and I still have to plant the note.
Yeah. Hey, so where's your house?
It's on the point, top of the dune.
Uh-huh.
Look, Paulie, don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, the point is, I just want to be back in New York with an alibi, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Come on, Richard. I told you we should have taken a taxi from the station.
There's another boat in a half hour.
We'll miss the big party. Come on, Rich. We got it.
Larry, get back.
Excuse me.
Come on.
There you go.
Sorry. Come on, Drew. Mind yourselves here.
Come
on. What are you doing?
Larry,
we are not jumping on this boat. You hear me? Listen to me, Larry. We are not jumping on this boat.
I got it.
Jesus Christ.
He's a kid.
Elbow.
Thanks, pal.
Huh? Larry? This ferry isn't leaving, it's docking.
Okay, we're early.
You schmuck.
I'm so depressed. Made a fool out of myself last night.
Of course you did, Rich.
I think I should have stayed home.
What are you talking about? We've been summoned to the mountaintop here. This is good for your career.
Yeah.
You know, by the time this weekend is over, I promise you won't even remember what's your name's name. I'll get you a drink. Come on.
Look, I'll see you later, huh?
Oh, goodbye, young man. Nice talking to you.
Ooh, yeah.
I told you the guys aren't here yet, didn't I? I did? Good.
Quite a shack you got here.
Well, it's home. It's...
Ooh. Can I have a cigarette?
Hmm?
Cigarette.
Sure.
Ow!
Ooh, what was... Whoa.
Oh.
Quite a ride, huh, Bern?
It says it's the last house on the point, top of the dune. Pardon me, Monsignor, sir, could you tell me where the top of the dune is?
Bless you, my son.
Thank you, Father.
Look, we'll find it.
Okay. See, you know, it's an island, right?
How hard can it be?
Excuse me. This way to the top.
Wow. Holy shit, huh?
Look at it.
Come on, Rich.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God, he's got a pool. He's got a goddamn pool at the beach. It's heated. I love this man.
Oh, this is inspiring. Look at this view, huh?
I am getting laid.
Sure beats Coney Island.
What, should we just walk in?
No, we'll stand out here on weekend. Come on, we're house guests.
Oh.
Hello, Bernie! We're here!
Amazing.
I'm home. Excellent. Admit it. You're glad you came.
Okay, I admit it.
We got 3 days of this ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, this is something.
I mean, a place like this must go for what? $1.6 million? Unfurnished?
Good God, that's a Liechtenstein.
What? Where?
Not the piano, the painting. It's an original.
Of course it is.
Now, all this could be yours, Lair, if you set your goals and work hard.
My old man worked hard. All they did was give him more work.
Bernie! Hi, Bernie around?
Hello. No, haven't seen him, but we just got here. We're gonna be here all weekend. We're house guests.
Well, tell him Tawny Bart is about to go skiing.
Hi, Tawny. I'm horny.
Oh, hi. Look, don't forget to tell Bernie, okay?
Okay. Tawny, you wouldn't happen to know where Bernie is, would you?
Oh, he's probably making the rounds. Everybody parties from house to house, but they always end up here sooner or later. Bye!
And you didn't want to come.
I was wrong. I admit it, I was wrong.
Oh, my God. Nothing but champagne and caviar. Pierre Jouet, huh? This guy is my idol.
Hey, don't open that.
Why not? We're house guests, Richard. Come on, you want some?
No, thanks. This is strange. Where is our host?
You heard Tawny. He's out partying. Come on. Let's check out the rest of this joint, huh?
This is fabulous. Found it.
Hmm?
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie, how you doing? Great place.
Hope you don't mind, but we just walked in. We didn't know that you...
Bernie?
Shh, he's sleeping. Yeah.
Wow. Not even dark out and he's out of his skull.
Well, man, he's been working awfully hard, you know.
Bernie?
Mr. Lomax.
Bernie!
Hey, don't slap him. That's your boss. I know. He's meditating.
No, he's not. He's like dead, man. Come on, let's
walk around.
All right,
yeah. We'll get the blood circulating and everything.
There we go. Okay, this way. This way, Richard. There we go.
Come on,
Bert. Come on. That's it. Move those feet, Bertie. That's the boy.
Damn. Get him up
here. Throw your weight here, would you?
Come on, Bertie. Move those feet. He's going to be hurt here later.
Oh, lose him. Lose him. Put him on the couch. Put him down.
Can't just leave him like this, you know. Come on, Bert. Come on.
Get your hand off me, Bernie. I'll make the coffee.
Don't you worry, Mr. Lomax. We'll make you some coffee, fix you right up. Tell you what, let's just, make you a little more comfy. That's better. There you go. Oh, you're dropping things right out of your pocket here.
Larry!
Yes!
You want to come in here for a minute, huh?
Yeah. Look, Rich is instant okay.
That's fine.
Good.
What? Look what I found in his pocket.
Wow. Jesus. I never knew he was into the drug scene. God, look how much is here. This is not recreational, Rich. This is a career. This man needs some help, you know that? If he's not careful, he's gonna wake up one morning dead. I watch 2020. I know the statistics. I read. What?
Larry Lomax is dead.
I can't be.
Oh.
Why do these things always happen to me? What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
Why would he do this, huh? I mean, he had everything. House, cars, women. This is tragic.
I don't understand why he couldn't wait until Monday to kill himself.
Look, we have to call the police, huh? I mean...
And how am I going to get back to the city? He promised me a ride.
Knock it off, Larry. Who cares about a ride? We're talking death here.
I mean, this is just my luck. I finally catch a break at the office, finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, and wham! Gone!
Wait a minute. What am I going to tell him? Huh? I mean, they might think we had something to do with it.
You know, I told everyone at the office we were going out to Bernie's house for the weekend. They were so jealous. I mean, I loved it. Now what am I going to tell them?
I don't know.
Should have been out there sailing with us today, Bernie. Sun was fabulous, wind was fabulous. We had a great time. Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Love you, darling. Just love you. You know, you could use a little sun. I'm going out again tomorrow if you want to go. Lie on the deck, catch those rays. Don't worry. I'll help myself.
He's dead.
That's the idea, is it? Cheers.
Hey, Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey, dude, you need to pump some iron.
So, Bernie, what about your Porsche? Have you had a chance to think about my offer? You know, $30,000 is more than a decent price for that car. Look, you just think about it, take your time, don't rush into anything. See you later.
Harvey, you promised me a review on the front page of the Sunday Times book section.
I know, Alice, but he won't bend on it. He says there's no interest in the subject
matter. No interest
Pardon
in the
me.
Sub...
What's the book about?
Whether Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were secretly married.
Eyes, nose, and breath.
How much, though?
A little tuck here, a little sand there, a little lip there.
Do I need that much?
These people, where did all these people come from?
Floating party. Happens every weekend. Like a drink?
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'd love some champagne, thanks.
Hey, Bernie, what a radical party. Gotta move your workout till late tomorrow afternoon, B. Liza's maid's over for the weekend, and I had to give her your regular time. Thanks, Klaus, I got it.
See you, Buck.
Yeah. Ah. Feels good, eh, Bern? You're really loose. Never seen you this relaxed before. Keep it up, huh? I gotta go, duty calls. Hey, babes, get possible.
Hi, Bernie. I hear you've got something for me. A little present. Playing games, are we? It's gotta be in here somewhere. I think I found something. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Okay, Bernie, I'm going to shoot the wad. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to go 40,000. No? You'll be begging me.
We have to call the police.
Oh, hi.
Here.
One of the biggest producers.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Love my record.
Hello, is this the police?
Yes, Rich, I got an idea. Now, I know it's going to sound funny, but just hear me out.
No, Larry, why is the hair on the back of my neck starting to stand up, huh?
Okay, now, Richard, we could call the police, Rich. We could do that, but you know where we'd be spending our weekend? In some goddamn hot police station answering questions we don't know the answers to. Now, obviously, Bernie felt he owed us something here, some small little favor for discovering those mistakes at the company and everything. I mean, that's why he invited us out here for the weekend in the first place. It seems to me it would be almost disrespectful not to grant him his final wish. Now, all I'm saying is, why don't we just pretend he didn't die? Just for a bit.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
No, Richard, I love that man. He loved me. I know he loved you. He'd want this. I mean, Richard, he would really,
really want this.
Yes, operator, can you give me the police, please? Thank you. Incidentally, you're a disgusting human being. Gwen.
Well, hello, Gwen.
That's the Bay Police Department. Hello? Hello?
Jason.
Hello, this is the police department.
I'll call the police. No, you know, you were right. Bernie would have wanted it this way.
No, Richard, I think we should call the police.
Larry, just give me 10 minutes, okay?
Take 20.
Hi, Ashley.
$45,000. Plus free tennis lessons. That's it. Take it or leave it. Bernie? Bernie?
Is this guy a tough negotiator or what, huh?
Keep the piece of shit.
Oh, what a bash.
Oh, Bernie, you animal, you are insatiable.
You slay me, Bernie.
Bernie, I've got to talk to you.
Bernie's a little wasted right now.
Hi.
Wait. Okay. I can't blame you if you never want to speak to me again. Actually, if I were you, I wouldn't want to speak to me either. But I just want to tell you I am sorry for being such a jerk last night. I don't know what got into me. I hope you can forgive me.
It was kind of funny seeing your father in his underwear and everything.
So you do forgive me?
No, but it was kind of funny.
I will never lie again. Honestly.
So what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Lomax invited me and my friend Larry for the weekend.
Oh, moving up in the company?
Yeah.
I saw this great play. Yeah, it's called...
You're on your own for a minute here.
Great writer, William Garrett.
Well, hello. I'm Larry.
Fuck off, Larry.
Okay?
Oh, by the way, how's your aunt?
Who?
Your aunt?
Oh, she passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Didn't you say you'd be spending this weekend with your parents?
Yes, I did. I am. They have a house here.
Great.
There's Bernie. I wanted to thank him for my summer job. I'll be right back.
No!
What?
Nothing.
Go see Bernie about it. Go see Bernie.
Oh, Gwen, darling, how are you?
Hi, Dickie.
I've ever told you, I never like the name Gwen on you. Or to me, you'll always be Vanessa. Her father and I, we went to Harvard together.
You're probably right. Oh, Bernie.
Here we go, sugar. Move it over a little bit, okay, baby?
Asshole. I don't understand why we have to move him, Rich.
Oh, don't ask me any questions, Larry. Just move him.
Oh, here we go.
Ready? I can't believe I'm touching a dead body.
Who's your boss? Come on. Let's go. Whoa! Oh, what a kidder, huh?
Oh, Bernie,
you're all just dumb. Come on, yeah, too much again, you big knucklehead.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, he's crazy. Here we go. Walk it off, big guy.
Nice outfit. Look even nicer. Crumpled up on my floor in the morning.
Polyester doesn't crumple.
Here we go.
Hey, Bernie!
Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Bernie! Bernie? All right. Okay. Look me in the eye. 50,000. Yes, I know it! Thank you, Bernie! Thank you so much! This guy's like family. You're beautiful.
Bernie!
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hi, boys. Great view.
Hello there. How are you? I give it an 8.3.
Larry, we can't just leave him there, you know.
Richard.
Girl, beach, sand, surf, moonlight. You ever see Here to Eternity, Rich? You're right, we'd better get him.
30 minutes, then we call the cops.
Not a second more.
Ladies, how are you?
Are we allowed to talk or anything? Why'd you leave the party?
I just don't feel comfortable with most of those people.
I don't really know any of those people. I just know New. No. Bernie.
Besides, I figure I can thank Bernie tomorrow. You know, there's more privacy.
Uh-huh. Where are we going?
There's a beautiful view from up there.
Oh.
Ever been in a lighthouse before?
No, this is my first time. This is great. So does anybody live up there, like a lighthouse keeper or someone?
No, it's all automated now. Come on.
That kind of takes some of the romance out of it.
Does it?
Right, this is beautiful. My God, you can see the whole island from up here. You know, I always wondered how these things work.
Richard, don't.
Ah! I can't see.
Watch out for the trap. Ah! 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 Door. Ah! 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 Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, that one works.
Richard, are you okay?
Oh, fine, yeah, I fell down a couple of stairs.
Anything broken?
No, nothing's broken.
Sure, you're fine.
No, a little pain, but I'm all right. I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good here. Hold on.
The good news is I can see again.
I'm so sorry, Richard.
No, it's okay, really. I've always wanted a limp. I must thank you. This has been a great date. I hope my major medical covers it. What?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Oh, no. But the look on your face.
This
when
really
you
hurts when you're like, no. I think I got a crack for it.
Do you want to sit down?
No, I better not. No. The way things are going, I'm gonna break my ass.
Okay.
I've had a crush on you since the first day I saw you at work. Oh, I'm crazy about you. This is so right. Oh, my God, this can't be happening to me.
It's happening to both of us. You're right. It's all right.
No, this isn't right. Oh. It's all wrong. Not here in the sand.
What?
You deserve more than this. You need music. You need flowers. You need candles. You need... You need to get out of here.
Al, are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm very serious. You could catch a cold. Where do you live?
Dune Walk.
Larry! Larry!
are you dead too? Mister? Hello? Oh, Jesus, what is it with this place? Larry! Hello? Hey, how are you? Party's over. You gotta go home.
Where's
now.
Where's Bernie?
Kill Bernie. Swimming there.
I had a wonderful time. Okay, I'm sorry I have to leave so early.
Have fun. I'll see you at the next one. Larry! 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 You in there? Come on out, Larry, right now.
Go away.
I need to talk to you. Can you just give me 30 seconds? Bernie is waiting for us. Look, Bernie isn't going anywhere, okay? I need you, Larry. Bernie, he needs you too.
How am I supposed to know that the tide is going to come up that high?
I don't want to talk about it, Larry. I don't understand why this is becoming all my fault.
Bernie!
Did you invite somebody over? Of course not. Well, somebody's here.
Well, you shove him in the bed and we'll say he's sleeping.
Bernie! You cheat! You liar! Stronzo, stronzo, di Castro!
Two-timing bastard. Who the hell are you? Where's Bernie?
We're Bernie's house guests. Who are you?
I'm his woman. And I'll kill him if he's cheating on me. Now, where the hell is he? And don't try to cover up for him either.
He's not here.
I haven't seen him.
I don't believe you. I'm gonna tear this place apart.
That's his woman.
I guess so.
Where the hell is he?
He's in the bedroom.
Is that so? Well, he better be alone.
Fun while it lasted, huh?
Look, what difference does it make, Leah? We might as well get this over with.
You know, this is good. She discovers the body, she calls the police, huh?
Fix me a drink, will you? Oh, I hate it when they scream.
Well, what gives? She's been up there, what? 10, 15 minutes?
I don't get it.
Got a little scotch?
Sure. Did everything go okay up there?
Never been better.
All good. How do you like that? Guy gets laid more dead than I do alive.
No, she couldn't have. He couldn't have.
I get yelled at when I just lay there.
Vito, I'm telling you, Lomax is alive. She was with them for at least a half an hour in the bedroom.
Bedroom? What are they doing in the bedroom?
I'd rather not say. Yeah, maybe Paulie is rustier than we thought, huh?
Well, what a night. Great, isn't it? It isn't over yet.
Oh, it is for me. I'm dead. No offense, Bernie. I just gotta lie down for a minute.
Hey, suit yourself, Richard. Whatever you like, I'm going on to find the next party.
Okay, but just wake me up when you get back.
Okay, sure. Whatever you like, buddy.
Oh, because I gotta call the cops.
Of course you do. And in the morning.
Have a clear head.
Okay. Good night, buddy.
Don't forget to wake me up.
I made these a little sweeter this time, okay, Bernie? God, it's glorious out, huh? Here we go, my friend. This should do it. Okay. How'd you do here? Ooh, Oriental. Ouch, I think I own that one. With hotel. Ooh, $5.50. Give me six, we'll call it square.
Hey, Bernie, Larry. Great party last night, Bernie. Your best ever.
Ladies, hello. How are you today?
Great. Fine. Are we doing it again today?
Oh, absolutely. You know we are.
Great. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies. We'll see you later. God, is this great or what? Okay, coming out, my turn. Shooter now. Yes, parking $500 for me.
Bastard.
I own it. Okay, that is 24. I own them all. $46, my friend. Call it 50. Thank you. My turn. Here we go. Lucky seven coming out. Check. Before you get out of jail free. All right. Fine. Your turn. I'll roll. Here we go. Coming out. Ah. Community chest. Second prize in a beauty contest.
What are you doing?
Hey, play Monopoly. You want to play?
No.
Here we go.
How did he get down here?
He walked.
He walked.
Good morning.
Oh, God, you are just a sick man, Larry. What time is it?
It's 11:30.
11:30?
Uh-huh.
You let me sleep till 11:30. I have... When did you get a Rolex?
Oh, this.
Good God.
He didn't need it anymore.
That's it. We're gonna go to jail. They're gonna arrest us. I'm calling the cops.
You know, I wanted to call him yesterday, my friend. It's very upsetting. Richard, look. We need to say one thing here. Richard, there is no reason to get pissy about this.
Hello? Hello? Richard?
Ooh, it's for you.
Gwen.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I just came by to talk to Bernie. I didn't get a chance to last night, so...
Oh, no, you don't. Bernie and I are in a very big business meeting.
Now?
Yes. Bernie has such little time, so can you come back later?
Wait a minute. What happened to Mr. Romantic? I mean, candlelight, flowers...
Yeah, I know, but Bernie is tied up right now. It's a bad time.
What's going on, Richard?
Okay, I'll tell you. I probably shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but at this point, why not? Mr. Lomax is... Mr. Lomax is... my boss. You know, I work for him at the insurance company. Anyway...
Ooh, Bernie, you're starting to peel. Want to get you out of the sun, huh? Here we go.
Yeah. and we were really looking forward to coming out here and all. And, well, when we got here, Mr. Lomax, Bernie was dead.
Dead?
Mm.
Like you said, your mother and father were dead. And your aunt, she's dead too,
no,
right?
No, different kind of dead.
Then how come I saw Bernie with you and your friend at the party?
Because the Larry... You don't believe me? Okay, I'm gonna prove it to you. Come on.
Richard.
This is not gonna be fun. I know you think I'm crazy, but...
Well?
Where's Bernie? Oh, hello! Bernie. Where's Bernie?
He went for more daiquiri mix.
No, he didn't! No, he didn't.
You know, Richard, I don't know what this game is you're playing, but this is ridiculous. I'm out of here.
Quit. I'm not playing any games with
you.
I'm telling you the truth! Bernie's here. Where is Bernie?
Hmm?
What, you bastard, did you do with Bernie? I'm phoning the police. There's no dial tone. 97 buttons, I don't kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, great. I can't get this thing stopped.
On the point, top of the dune.
Was the off button here?
Look, Paulie.
Okay.
Don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
Right.
Play that back.
I just got it stopped,
Larry. Play it back, please. Hey, Lomax. It's Paulie. I just got to the island.
You're early. Those two little schmucks aren't coming until the 6 o'clock ferry, and I still have to plant the note.
Yeah. So where's your house?
It's on the point, top of the dune. Look, Paulie, don't kill them while I'm around.
Bernie, we're on the phone here.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, the point is, I just want to be back in New York with an alibi, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We were on the 6 o'clock ferry.
And we're two schmucks.
Kill us?
Lomax? Bernie? He's gonna have us killed?
Kill us? Why?
I don't know. Unless he's the one who's been stealing from the company.
Son of a bitch, he's gonna kill me. I like the guy.
Okay, he said something about a note, right?
I know, Richard.
Well, let's find it. Bernie, you lying swine. Holy crap.
What?
Larry?
There's $100,000 here, easy.
It's the note. Listen, Richard Parker and I stole this money from the company. To pay for my sex change operation.
What?
That's what it says.
Now he tells me he loves someone else. I can't live with that, and neither will he. It's got my name on it.
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch. I mean, it's not bad enough he's trying to kill me. Now he's turning me into a drag queen. Why couldn't he say you were going to have a sex change operation?
Larry, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter, Richard. It does matter. I have a reputation to protect here.
For Christ's sakes, Larry! No one is going to have a sex change operation.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I got to call the cops.
Operator.
Yeah, operator, the police, please.
You're
Well, when do you expect Ed back? Because it's a bit of an emergency.
I don't know. Want to leave a message?
Yeah, help! Okay. Let's get out of here. Huh?
Yeah. What we have to do is we have to get off this island and maybe not get killed doing it.
Wait a minute!
Oh, tell me you have an idea. Tell me you have a brilliant idea.
I have an idea.
What is it?
Lomax told whoever he's talking to not to kill us if he's around, right?
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh? Oh! Where's Bernie?
Right there.
There's no Bernie.
It's gotta be Rich. I dumped him here myself.
Well, where is he? Larry? Excuse me. Hey, kid.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you want?
Hey, you little brat.
What are you doing?
What are you
doing?
Hey, get out of there, kid. What the hell are you doing?
You can't beat
it, you little...
This is private property.
Hey, you.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, shut up.
Who are you talking
to? You lousy...
You better be gone by the time we get there, hey? Hey,
see those crap?
Get lost, you miss. You little bastard.
How'd you like to kiss this?
Bigger problems
over here. Kiss my ass? What kind of home training is that?
He buried all of Bernie. Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus. Come on.
Good thing for you, you're dead, pal.
I actually felt sorry for you, you ratchet.
It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Larry.
What? Jesus. I never knew he wore a toupee. How do you like that? You can hardly tell.
Who cares? Who cares? What are we going to do about it? We can't take him out like this. Killer might not know it's Bernie and shoot us. So long, Larry. It's been fun, but not really.
Goodbye, Rich.
Full of grace, the Lord is... Oh, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is... You little bastard.
Get back here, you little mutt.
Never mind him.
I am going to rip your gums out. I am going to get that little kid.
What are we going to do with Bernie?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Bernie. Up.
Put it on him. Put it on him. Huh?
Oh. Brilliant.
Some book on the rocks.
Yes, sir.
Mingy.
Okay. Ready? Okay. You take him down, I'll get the car. Go.
Gonna leave.
Wait!
Hold it! Wait! We're gonna get
there! Stop this!
Let's go! Rich! Grab a leg!
Wait! We can't just drag him in. He's gotta look like he's alive!
Okay. Idea.
Okay,
your right leg on three. Okay. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold the boat!
Got it?
Hold the boat!
Hold the boat!
Hold that boat! Hold the boat!
Come on.
Here we
go.
Okay. Hold it.
Just hold.
Hi, Bert.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hold the boat! Hold the boat, please!
Hold on, we'll be right there!
Look at this fool. He wants to get off. We want to get on.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
That's right. The good news is you don't have to worry about anybody else murdering you because I'm going to do it. This was all your fault. Now we're going to die on this crummy island.
Let me remind you of something, pal. You're the one that had to do the extra work in the goddamn computer.
Schmuck! If it wasn't for me, you'd be fired 6 months ago. You don't even know how to work the combat machine.
Come on, Larry. Little brown nosing, little ass kissing, work our way up that corporate ladder. Why can't you be a lazy shit like I am?
Somebody talk to the captain!
Well,
okay.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Somebody talk to the captain! Hey, I'm sorry, but we're still gonna die.
Not as long as Bernie's with us.
Well, great. I hope the killer keeps that in mind. Larry, please tell me how we're gonna get off this island.
We got a boat.
What boat?
Lomax's boat. Tony brought the keys back, remember?
Right, okay. You go back to the house and get them. I'll stay here with Bernie.
I ain't going anywhere without Bernie. You go back, you get the keys, I'll stay with Bernie.
Okay, we'll all go back to the house. We'll all get the goddamn keys. We'll all stay with Bernie, all
fine.
Okay, get the keys. Yeah. Get it. Got it. Let's go.
Oh, my God, Richard! Oh, my God.
It's a killer. Get the door. Yeah, door. Shh. Quietly. Lock it.
I can't lock it. You need a key. All I got is a key.
Get here. Just turn around. Okay. Right. Kitchen. No. There's no break. Back door. Okay, come on. Okay. Back door. Okay.
Okay. Don't panic. Don't panic. Okay. Do something, Red. Do something. Okay. I got Bernie. You get the gun. Okay. Do something, Rich. Get him, Rich.
You in here, Lomax? You little bastard. You jerk. Kick me in the ass. It's my turn now.
Got him, Larry. There's another one. He's got a knife.
Mr. Lomax. What the hell?
You can come out now, Rambo.
You sure, Rich?
Good job. Two killers.
Hey, anybody could be the killer.
Jesus, we gotta get rid of them.
Yeah, let's shove them in the kitchen pantry.
I don't know why I have to carry the heavy guy, Richard.
Okay.
Got him?
Yeah.
Get his legs. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
On three, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Come on, come on.
Yeah?
Okay, got it. Let's go. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, untie us. Okay? Give me the keys, Rich.
You ever driven a boat before, Lair?
I was born on a boat. Okay. This is a fancy boat.
Okay. All right. Push something.
I am, Richard.
Nothing's happening. I know,
I know.
Push something else.
Something's happening.
I hear something.
Something's definitely happening here, huh? Ah! God! Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I know it's here.
All right, just keep pressing those buttons.
I'm pressing the button, Richard. I know that, Richard.
Did you try the key?
Of course. Don't insult my intelligence.
Try the key again.
Fine.
See that? Okay.
Here we go.
Give it some gas now.
Giving it gas.
Gas.
Nothing's happened.
More gas.
Come on, a little more gas.
A little more gas.
We're moving. Why aren't we moving?
I don't know.
That's it. That's all we got.
Larry, you said you've done this before.
It's different than my boat, okay?
Yeah.
Don't panic.
I know.
Stop the boat, Larry.
Stop.
That's illegal. What you're doing is illegal.
Yeah, you have a nice day now. Okay.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, we got it now. Here we go. Moving forward.
Oh, shit!
Hey! Larry! Sorry, Rich. Coming back. Coming round.
Why is this happening to me?
Coming back. Here we are.
Stop the boat, idiot. Stop the boat.
Where are the brakes?
Boats don't have brakes, Captain.
You're kidding. How do they stop?
Throw the anchor.
Huh?
The anchor, throw it.
They're headed toward it.
Here we go.
Whatever you're doing,
stop. Sorry.
You broke my watch, Larry.
Mine still works.
You better put that thing back on the dead body.
Drive the boat, Richard.
Cops are gonna take our fat heads to jail.
My God, look at that.
Ladies, how are you?
Hello, Betty.
God, just once I'd like a woman like that.
Richard?
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, wise ass. Do you know what side I'm supposed to pass on?
That I don't know. Just stay close. What else can happen here?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Serpentine.
Is that close enough?
Do you hear something?
Uh-uh.
There it is again.
Yeah. I wonder what that is.
What is that? Man overboard!
What?
Stop the boat!
Oh,
Bernie! He's got nice form! I don't know!
I'm trying to drive a boat.
You're trying to get us off this island of hell.
Well,
you're doing well.
You had maybe one job to do.
Well, let's not argue about it, Richard, please.
Jesus!
Stop.
Argue. All right, bring me.
You were the one who tied him up.
Don't blame this one on me.
Oh, my God.
What? What? What?
He lost my sunglasses.
What are you doing?
I haven't got a clue.
I don't believe this.
What?
Blair? We're out of gas.
Paddling
in the Atlantic Ocean on a dead body.
Rich, I'm getting swimmer's ear.
This is now the perfect weekend. It started when I almost broke my leg, jumping on a moving ferry. I get to this beautiful beach and my host, sorry, he's dead.
Listen, oh, Hampton Island. Checkers. Excuse me, sir, is this your launch? Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, it'll cost you, though.
All right. Come on. Can you put a little snap in it, huh, fellas? Okay, Cappy.
All right. Whoa. Hold on, you damn fool.
I fell down a lighthouse. I had a corpse wash up next to me on the shore. And then I find out that my dead boss, he's not only a thief, he wants to kill me. I almost drowned. The girl of my dreams now thinks I'm a raving lunatic.
You mean, what's her name?
And now we're going back to the House of Death.
Great weekend, huh?
Great weekend.
Just get here as fast as you can. Thanks, Ed. Police is on the way.
Okay, could we just lock ourselves in until they get here?
I hate it when he stares at me like that.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay, put him in the bathroom. Here we go.
But he's picked up a little weight.
What do you expect? He's been soaking in the ocean for 2 hours.
Made a damn good float, though, huh?
Richard? Richard, are you in here? Richard? Richard?
Gwen!
It's Gwen!
Hi, Gwen.
Oh.
You know, you've got to be the weirdest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, pretty weird.
You told me Burning was dead, right? I just saw you with him. Now, what's your explanation this time?
Gwen! I don't mean to be rude when I say this, but get the hell out of here.
No, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's going on.
Listen to me! You're in a lot of danger here, so please leave unless you want to get shot and killed because the cops are going to come in a second.
Look, honey, Lomax is dead here. Somebody's trying to kill us. Can we stay at your house till the cops come or what? It's just Bernie!
Gwen, listen to me. We didn't do this to him. Do we look like we could kill someone?
Listen, honey, have a drink, relax, you'll be fine.
Let me rephrase that. Do I look like I could kill someone? I can explain.
Kurnuto.
Company.
I didn't see anything. I was looking at my watch.
I'm blind. It's empty.
That's right. But this ain't.
Mr. What are you doing? We're friends of Bernie's. I hate Bernie's friends.
Ah, this way. Up here. To the bedroom. Up here. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
I,
hate you, little bastards!
What? You take Gwen. You go hide. I'll go down here. Let him chase me. You try and call the cops, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay. What, that's it? No arguments?
Where are we? I'll get this one by one. There's no place to hide.
I'm gonna die. Pedro's, huh? Fists of steel.
Bernie? Bernie. Let go of me, Bernie. I always liked you, Bernie. Bernie!
I got it, thanks.
No, 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 come on. Just a little closer here. A little closer. Just get the two of us here. Get the handshake in, okay? Wait a minute. I think I blinked. Did I blink? I think I blinked a second there.
You blinked. Yeah, he blinked. I saw him.
Okay. Yeah, make sure he's wrapped up good. Good.
Come here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Got him.
He's not dead.
Okay. Trying to kill him, but he's not dead. He's not dead.
Yeah.
I tried to kill him. He's alive. Look at him. He's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not dead. He's not dead. He's alive.
Come on,
he's alive.
Go. Move it. Batman is alive.
Well, now what?
Now I'm going to take a week off.
You're taking a vacation? The man who won't even take a coffee break?
Gwen just invited me to stay with her. What am I going to say?
You're kidding me. You invited him? You fool. That's fabulous. You deserve it, Richard. The company owes you.
Now, it's just a couple of days until Gwen leaves for school.
There's plenty of room if you want to stay there.
Me? Oh, no, thanks. I'll just tough it out here at Bernie's. I hear the party Saturday night's better than Friday, actually.
Lomax got killed.
No!
Yeah, you know that party last night? Did you go to that party last night?
No. Well, Lawrence, you done good. You done real good. I'm proud of you. Yeah, I did okay, huh? Surprised myself. You did great, Rich.
What did she say? Hey, mister, can I bury you? Great!
Everyone would like the good feeling when your heart's before when you are cold. Keep on rocking, keep on reeling if you're young or if you are old. Some like it hot.
Moroccan.